Now, having said all that, that's enough for our introduction. Let's jump into this. Let's get active. Let's actively pursue these skills and begin to learn some of the tools of neurolinguistic programming and creation technologies. So now what I'd like to share with you is something that we call the 5 principles for success. Now, this comes to us from traditional NLP, and it's a wonderful formula for producing better results in your life now. So the first principle for success is to know your outcome. So many people go through their lives just getting whatever they get, just taking whatever comes to them. And the fact is that if you want to become the master of your destiny, if you want to become the builder of your dreams, the first thing you've got to do is know what those are. You need to know what your dreams are. So you've got to figure out what you want, not just in terms of your dreams, but on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. No matter what's going on, you can always stop and say, hey, wait a second, what's my outcome? What is it that I want out of this situation? Whether it be an interpersonal communication, or whether it be, like, even if you're having a challenge in your life, a problem in your life. See, most people, when they're stuck in a problem, are just stuck in the problem and they can't see anything else. But you empower yourself the moment you ask yourself the question, hey, what's my outcome? What do I want here? What that does is it redirects your focus. And remember, in life, we tend to get what we focus on. So to the extent that you're focused on the problem, what are you going to get? The problem, right? But what happens as you begin to shift your focus on what you want, on your outcome? You empower yourself to create that. Now, whether you're using this information for coaching, if you're coaching others, in a coaching situation, you can say, hey, what's my outcome? And what's the outcome of the person I'm coaching? Ask them directly, what's your outcome? You know, I can't tell you for how long people in therapy would go into therapy and be there for years and years and years without ever figuring out what they wanted as a result of it. They never really got clear on their outcome. And without getting clear on your outcome, you just get whatever you get. You got to take what you get. So instead, my suggestion to you is to say, hey, what do I want? What's my outcome for all this? And that goes true cross-contextually, whether it be just meeting with somebody or even having a relationship with somebody. Hey, what's our outcome for this relationship? One of the very first things that my fiance and I did when we got together was we said, okay, what's this relationship about? What's the purpose of this relationship? Because then we were empowered to do it. But half the people in the world are out there in relationships and they don't even know why or what for. They're just there. So one of the first things that you can do to empower yourself is ask yourself, what's your outcome? If there's some area of your life that's not working for you, either your career, relationships, finances, health, ask yourself that question right now. What's my outcome in this area? So that's the first principle for success. The second principle for success is to take action. There absolutely is no substitute for taking action in terms of producing results in your life. So you've got to go out there and take action. It reminds me of a comic that I read one time, and there was a guy that's sitting on the couch, and his wife walks up to him, and she said, I thought you said you were thinking of painting the fence. He said, yeah, I'll get to it right after I'm done thinking of mowing the lawn. So... The fact is that you can think about stuff all day long. There's so many people out there meditating on this or concentrating on that, and I firmly believe in all of those techniques, but there absolutely is no substitute for action in terms of producing results in your life. I believe it was Will Rogers who once said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So you've got to take action. So once you've decided what your outcome is and you've taken action, the next step is to have sensory awareness. Have enough sensory acuity to know whether or not you're being effective, to notice whether or not you're producing results from your actions. So you've got to be finely tuned. You've got to fine-tune your awareness to pay attention to that. Because if you're not being effective, what are you going to do? You're going to change your behavior, which is the fourth principle for success, having behavioral flexibility. You need to have sufficient behavioral flexibility to produce the result that you want. So if you're going out there and you're taking action, you know your outcome, you're taking action, but you notice that you're not producing the results that you want from your action, then if you have infinite behavioral flexibility, you can continue changing your behavior until you eventually get to the result that you want. So you've got to have that behavioral flexibility. And then the fifth and final component of the 5 principles for success is to operate from a physiology and a psychology of excellence. What do I mean by that? I want you to try something with me just for a second. I want you to slump over in your chair and slump your shoulders over and frown your face and notice if you can think of something sad and get into a depressed state. Okay? It's pretty easy to do, isn't it? If you just think of a sad memory or something like that. Now stop. Now I want you to change your physiology completely. I want you to sit up nice and tall, breathe from the top of your lungs, pull your shoulders back, put a big silly grin on your face, a big smile on your face, and look straight up in the air, bring your eyes all the way up. Come on, you gotta do it. You remember your commitment. You've got to do these things when I ask you to. So sit up nice and tall, breathe from the top of your lungs, shoulders back, eyes up, put a big silly grin on your face, and now try to be depressed. Go ahead, do it. Try to be depressed. Now, come on, keep your smile on your face, keep your eyes up, shoulders back, breathing from the top of your lungs. Now, I mean really try to be depressed. Give it a shot. Try hard. You can't do it. Why not? We have a certain physiology that's linked up to a certain emotional state in our body. So if you want to produce the most in terms of results, you need to hold your body in a way that's going to produce results. So if you're going in on a sales call, for example, you're not going to do it slumped over with your shoulders down and a frown on your face. You're going to breathe from the top of your lungs. You're going to put yourself in a physiology that denotes confidence, that denotes power, right? You want to have a physiology that's appropriate for the context in which you're operating. If you're on a sales call, for example, you might want to be powerful and confident. On the other hand, you might want to be relaxed or enthusiastic. So let's take another outcome. Let's say if you're a professional athlete, or even if you're just athletic in any way, shape, or form, you want to hold a physiology that's conducive to the sport that you're participating in. So Tiger Woods isn't going to be slumped over either. So your physiology needs to match that which you're doing. That's what's meant by a physiology of excellence. So we talked about the five principles for success. Let's go over them one more time. You want to know your outcome, take action, have sensory acuity, know whether or not you're producing results, have behavioral flexibility. So if you're not producing results, continue to change your behavior until when? Until you've produced the result. And remember to always operate from a physiology and a psychology of excellence. So those are the five principles for success.